Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Lee Brekeen. I'm your host of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast. We're going to have a recap of the LSU-New Mexico game today. Also, I'm going to talk about Santa Maria High School football and Opelousas. I went to the Santa Maria game. The Gators went to their stadium. Great place to watch a football game, by the way. Over the years, have been really great place. I didn't get a chance to go the last couple of years because of COVID, but it was great to be back at Santa Maria against Opelousas High School. We'll talk about the Fighting Tigers of Opelousas, too. They got a lot of talent coming up. And Santa Maria does. They're having a tough year so far, but they still have a chance to have a good season under Coach David Oliver. Let's go ahead and talk about the LSU Tigers. You know, LSU started the season 0-1 against Florida State, who's now 4-0, by the way, and they're ranked 22 in the country. Florida State is number 22. Think LSU would be undefeated right now if Jack Besh would have been healthy in fall camp. And the reason I say that, it's because Jack showed that he's the best punt returner on this team, and there was two turnovers in the Florida State game as punt returning when Malik Nabers, you know, coughed up two fumbles. Jack Besh had a touchdown call back, which I thought was kind of nitpicky there by the refs, against New Mexico this past Saturday. To show his ability, his hands, and he's fearless. And he'll catch the ball and run and not fair catch. He's not scared to do it. He's a natural for it. Nothing against Malik. He's just, some guys are not, they're just not set for that. And that fits Jack Besh. His mentality of catching the ball with somebody right on him, pressure situations, that's Jack. That's not everybody can do the punt return game. And also, some people can catch. Some people can catch and return it. Some people are just fearless catching it. And that's Jack Besh. So I think Jack is finally healthy after having an injury this off season. And he, I was actually at practice, several practices for LSU. And he wasn't 100% all through August. You know, and he's come a long way, by the way, with his from his injury. I thought the game was phenomenal for LSU on defense. Take your hat off to Matt House. I think Matt House, the defense coordinator for LSU, was the best hire by Coach Kelly. These guys tackle better than I've seen at LSU in quite some time. This is the best tackling team I've seen since the Saban years. I'm going before Les Miles, maybe Les's first two teams. Maybe the last Les Miles team when they won it against Ohio State in the national championship in New Orleans. That was probably the last really tough tackling team. Remember they had Ricky Jean-Francois, Craig Steltz. You know, they had some really tough defensive players, Ollie Haasmith. Those guys would tackle. And I didn't think that, you know, Elias Ricks and Stingley and that group, they were really good against the run the last couple of years. I mean, everybody saw that. But this team, I think, I told, you know, I made a prediction 10-2. Didn't look good after the first game, but I really think if they can beat Auburn like they should, and then Tennessee comes to Tiger Stadium, LSU can make a statement and win that game, which I think LSU's better than Tennessee overall because of their defense. Defense wins ball games. Offense sells tickets. I do think LSU's offense really has got a chance to be really, really good outside of not having a great running back. They've got a good core of backs. Hopefully Amani Goodwin's going to be okay health-wise, but they don't have that great back. And sometimes you don't have to have that great back to be successful. They've got great receivers. They've got to get the ball to Brian Thomas more from Walker High School, who's 6'4", about 200 pounds now, 201. He is so smooth and makes things happen when he catches the ball in open field. You know, Malik Nabers is really good. And Ellis, you know, just think of this. Kashawn Boutte did not play in the game. And they were phenomenal at receiver. And Nussmeier had a really good game. I was impressed with Nuss stepping up and not pressing, not trying too hard, finally. He's got it. I saw that in practice at LSU this year. He has got it. I think he was just trying too hard. And he needs just more playing time. And he's, you know, the confidence level now is there for him. Now in a game, he looked the way I saw him in practice. And we saw it in spring practice. But it was the first game that Nussmeier actually looked really flawless and confident. And now he's moving forward. You know, they're going to need him, I still think, because, you know, Jaden Daniels, the way he runs, the one problem with running is that usually you stay with injuries. And that's what K.J. Jefferson's had at, you know, Arkansas. You know, quarterback at Tennessee has had a lot of injuries, but Hooker, because of, you know, he runs a lot. It's a tough league at any SEC school when you play quarterback. So you need another quarterback, and I think Nuss is going to have to win a game. I really do. We'll see what the injury is like for Jaden Daniels from Saturday. I know that he was hurt late in the game. I know Coach Kelly commented and said it wasn't anything serious, but you never know. He might need to sit a game. You never know what's going to happen with the press conference later today or tomorrow when he gives out the injury report. If he does, you know, he doesn't have to. Come game time, you know, that's kind of how it works with these coaches as far as psychologically for the other team. But they should beat Auburn in Auburn. I mean, I know it's not easy. They're out the records. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about LSU, and then we're going to talk about Sanamaw Gators football team and also Opelousas High School, the Fighting Tigers. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243, and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. This is Lee Burkine, your host of the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Be sure to go to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube. It's free, so we can gain on our subscribers, and you can get future shows from us where you don't have to rely on getting an email from us or accidentally getting a show. But go to YouTube and just type in the Sports Scouting Report with Lee Burkine and be sure to like it. And we're close. We're really close to having the numbers we need to really grow this thing heavily. And we appreciate everybody for going on Podbean or wherever you get your podcast. Really appreciate that. Our website's lafootballmagazine.com. Go to our website. You can still get the preview magazine that we put out every year. Sanamaw is in that magazine along with Opelousas High School. That's lafootballmagazine.com. You can get a digital copy. I want to thank some sponsors before we start talking about LSU again. I want to thank Medin's Collision Center. Great people. Be sure to give them a call locally in Baton Rouge, 357-7983, area code 225. They're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Be sure to talk to Gros Savon. Book your fishing trip, hunting trip, or echo tours. 337-598-2357 is the number to call. And be sure to support John Harvey Toyota in Shreveport and Bossier City. Harvey Autos has three dealerships. Be sure to support them. They're great sponsors of ours. I want to appreciate the sponsorship from the Bug Man, Paul Solvent. Go to 225, area code 923-BUGS, or that's 923-2847. The Bug Man, Professional Pest Control. They're in New Orleans, Ascension, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call. Paul Salvent's a big high school supporter of our show in LSU and all the colleges. You know, my final point on LSU is I think they got better. They're well coached. They're going to outcoach some of these teams and win some games they're not supposed to win this year. I thought Mississippi State was one of them. I thought Coach Kelly outcoached Mississippi State, and I think they're going to do it against Auburn. And I think they got their work cut out for them against Tennessee, but LSU has more talent than Tennessee. Tennessee's got some good-looking receivers. They got a good quarterback, but they're not very good on defense. You know, Florida exploited that. They scored 33 points on them at Tennessee. And Florida's an okay team. You know, they're not great. They're not bad. They're kind of like an 8-4 team, which is not, you know, not bad. But LSU has a chance to be 5-1 in a couple of weeks. They got a chance to be 4-0 in the SEC. I really do think that. I think they can beat Auburn on the road, which Auburn's just not very good offensively. Stop one guy. One guy, and that's Tank Bigsby, their running back. I mean, he's their guy, and LSU plays the run as good as I've seen him play the run in a long time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Sanamaw Gators and also Opelousas High School. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our podcast, we're talking today. We just got through talking about LSU, the recap with New Mexico. And I want to talk about Sanamaw High School, the Gators. Sanamaw High School's got a really good team. The record's very deceiving. Very deceiving. I mean, they're starting off really rough right now, but they're a young team. And let me talk about the talent at Sanamaw. They've got a lot of talent on their D-line. Right now, they don't have their starting quarterback. Their starting quarterback is out for the year, which is making it tough on the other coach, Coach Oliver, who does a great job with this program. But Colby Sheets is hurt right now, their starting quarterback. They have to go with a young sophomore who hadn't played a lot, Chase Kelly. He's probably 5'6", 140 pounds, soaking wet. Good little athlete, but really was thrown in there. And, you know, they actually have a freshman quarterback too, Cooper Babin. You might see him as the season goes on as well. He's the son of Seth Babin, who's the offensive coordinator and former college football player at Southeastern. Cooper Babin's got a chance to be a great quarterback. He's just a freshman. But their team's really talented. I really like the Sanamaw team. I think they got a chance to win some games and get in the playoffs. I really do. I like their defense led by Lane Swanson, number two, jersey number two, very tough kid at corner, safety. Shane Landry, Mikey Paul, Malik Paul, these are all DBs. You know, Braxton Trabue, who's a real young linebacker, is a good player for them on defense. They've got, you know, number eight, Aiden Duplashan, another linebacker who's a senior, really good player. But their D-line, I really love their D-line. Peyton Anderson, who goes 6'3", 250, a senior. I think he's a D1 guy. He could be a Conference USA guy. 6'3", 250, squats 545 pounds, runs a 4.940, or could actually run a 4.89. I talked to his dad. They've got a defensive lineman named Tamarian Fountain, who's 6 foot, about 290, good feet. They got another kid on the D-line who's one of the best in the state, Dylan Carpenter, who was on the cover of our magazine. Dylan is 6 foot, 4.5, 250 pounds, runs about a 4.65. In the 40, he's a scary-looking kid, meaning he's got a frame. He looks like an LSU D lineman or an Ohio State D lineman. He's a great talent. There's a lot of talent. Thomas Leonard on the D line is a very quick kid with great feet. Cohen Rock, number 90, is a great, I think, a college prospect next year, along with Thomas Leonard. I mean, their D-line is stocked, and they got some great players on their D-line. We'll talk about their offense when we come back. We'll talk about Opelousas High School, but we're going to take a quick break.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We're going to continue talking about Santa Maul Gators. And if you're a listener from North Louisiana or the Bayou or, you know, South Lafourche area cutoff or all the way to, you know, Mandeville or anywhere outside of Baton Rouge, Santa Maul is right outside of Baton Rouge. It's in Ascension Parish. Great school. Remember John Williams that played basketball at Tulane came out of Santa Maul at 6'11". They've had a bunch of Andy Sheets played baseball at LSU. The pitcher Sheets was an Olympic gold pitcher, went to ULM, played in the major leagues. They've got a couple of players that went to the major leagues for baseball. They've had a lot of baseball guys in football. A lot of great players come out. Jason Williams that played baseball at LSU also was a good football player at Santa Maul. Offensively, they got a very good team too. Like I said, they got a young quarterback. I mean, they got a kid named Logan McNabb at receiver that's 6'3", 170. Cole Sims is a good receiver. He's about 6'3", about 185. Joshua Morrissey is a running back, about 5'7", about 205. Very powerful kid. A lot of talent. Mason Vaughn on the O-line at 6'4", about 300, can move. Trinity Williams is a very good player. He's about 6'1". You know, about 280, 290, can really move. Good feet. Easton Jaro, a receiver. Luke Raffery, another receiver. They're both kids that can run 4.5 in the 40. Cade Murphy, sleeper tight end, H-back. Got a lot of size on him as a college prospect, possibly, one-year guy. But there's a lot of talent there. Seth Guidry, Elijah Thornton on the O-line. Brody Kernan plays a lot at receiver. There's a lot of talent on the team, a lot of young talent. We're going to take a break when we come back. Let's talk about Opelousas, who I had a chance to see recently. The Opelousas Fighting Tigers. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Continuing on, I wanted to talk about Opelousas High School. They have a quarterback named Zach Malvo, who's about 5'11", probably about 170 pounds, runs about a 4.4 in the 40. He was at the LSU game this past Saturday, Coach Tomey from Opelousas, Coach Jimmy Zachary. He does a great job, by the way, at Opelousas. Zach Malvo's only a sophomore, and he's being recruited as an athlete. This kid can fly. They also have a kid by the name of Zay Amos. He plays a little receiver and running back. He's a 4.5 guy. They got a sophomore corner named Landon Hammond, who's D1 all day. He's over 6'1", about 160, but he's only a baby. He's going to be a big-time player. They got a kid named Colin Fontenot, a free safety, who's a young kid, tough kid. I like his toughness. They have a linebacker named Dante Washington, who's a senior. I think he's a big-time 1AA sleeper. 6 foot, about 210 pounds, can really run. They have a running back named Deshaun Ford, who's only a sophomore, 5'11", about 195. He's a 4'5 guy. Deshaun, remember that name. He's going to be one of the best players in Louisiana in 2 years. He is a freak as far as his build and his ability to run. He's strong as an ox. And they've got some good linemen, Chris Rito, Keegan Moten, Fulton Green, Ja'Cory Lambert, Dontrevious Parrish. All these guys are over 270 pounds. And can move. Joseph Milton, Bryson Maloney, who's 6 foot 260, is also a punter. excuse me, the punter is Ashton Smith. He's the big guy that's 5'11", about 200, and he looks like a linebacker. They also have another kid named Justin Washington, another big-time corner. Jalen Bro, another tough DB. Corey Fontenot, a young receiver, guy has a lot of talent. And a kid named Mikey Jones, a senior receiver that can really fly. This is a very talented Opelousas team. They won Friday night over Santa Maul 20-19. They've got a really good coaching staff led by Jimmy Zachary. Joshua Edwards, thank you for the roster, by the way, Friday night. They've got some good players on their staff. They got a former LSU basketball player on their staff, Jason Stark, who's 6'8" in height. He used to play for LSU. They've got some former players on the staff, Jimmy Bush, Oliver Terry. Jacoby Theory, remember, played at Southern as a lineman from Opelousas. Remember Devery Henderson that played at LSU? He went to Opelousas High School. Mike Hayes, remember him, went to Opelousas High School. A lot of talent come out of Opelousas High School. Keep an eye on these guys. Keep an eye on Santa Maul. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, everybody go to our website if you want to keep up on getting our magazine, LAFootballMagazine.com. And again, like us on YouTube. Be sure to do that. And I hope everybody has a great, great Monday, and we'll see you soon.